get well and stay well. Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for Healing School, a place to receive your healing. Now, here's Gloria.
Psalm 91, hallelujah. For he's given the angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Now, what is all of this dependent on? Abiding. This is for the abider. He abides under the shadow of the Almighty. He lodges under the shadow of the Almighty. This is the way to get well and stay well. He stays there. He abides. He is an abider. An abide, to abide is to obey. You can't abide if you're not obeying. So you need to keep things right in your life. And I'm telling you this, I've been in the world a long time. The world is crazier than ever. Take my word for it. I was born in 1942. So it's crazier than it's ever been since 1942, I'm sure. Why is that? Because people they feel free to go sin and do whatever they want to do, and they pay no attention to God, and they don't give Him any place. And so the world's crazy. We can't be like the world. The world does not understand that sin is killing them, that sin is deadly. They don't think anything about doing their thing, whatever it is, and it's absolutely against God and wrong, and they just go after it. You can't live like them. You can't feed on their junk, and you can't talk their talk. You don't have anything in common with people that are going to hell just because they can think of evil things to do. We're not going there, church. What are we supposed to be? We're supposed to be light. We are the light of the world. God's put light in us. If we're like them, what are they going to do? They don't have any hope without somebody that's righteous in this world. It's really serious. I'm shocked at the world myself. But it's because they've given themselves over to a disobedient spirit and they don't have any brains left. Glory to God. That's just it. Let's look down here at the end of this. Let's skip down to, because he set his love upon me, this abider, this person that's dwelling in the secret place, this person that's got the angels charged over him and living around him to protect him. Because he, the abider, has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Well, the Bible teaches us that if we love God, we'll do what he says. And this person sets his love upon God, does what he says, and the Lord says, I will deliver him. I will set him on high. That's talked about. The things we're delivered from is pestilence. That's any kind of disease. That could be biological warfare. Destruction that wastes at noonday. That could be weapons or any kind of destruction, a car wreck, a train wreck, any kind of destructions that's out there, even so bad that 1,000 should fall on one side and 10,000 on the other, but it'll not come near you. That's what we're talking about. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Who is this person? He set his love upon me, God says. Now, who is it that loves God? The Bible says he that does what he says loves God. Those that abide, that do what he says. I'll deliver him. I'll set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to live in that position right there. If trouble comes, I want God to be listening. I want to be able to call upon him and get results. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. What did God say he would do for an abider? He would answer him. In trouble, he'll be there. Glory to God. I will be with him. I'll answer him. I, God himself will be with him in trouble. I, God, will deliver him and honor him. If sickness and disease is a trouble, I will be with him in cancer. I will honor him and deliver him. I will be with him in heart trouble. I will honor him and deliver him. Well, what does that mean? I will heal him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you think of things today and you know that you've been disobedient, repent of it. Get the blood on it before we pray for your healing. Get it straight. Tell the Lord and mean it that you'll do different. You'll do whatever he says. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him with long life. I just love long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. It's one thing to live long life and be miserable. That's no good. That's what wicked people have to do. If they live long, they don't get to enjoy it because they're wicked. But we're not like that. We live long life and God satisfies us. In other words, you can say this. God satisfies me for a long life. I'm living long life. I'm satisfied in that long life. What does that mean, satisfied? That means, hey, you got it together. God's got it for you. You don't have problems. You might have problems arise, but you've got answers. He satisfies you. When trouble comes, he delivers you. Didn't say trouble wouldn't come. Says he delivers you out of trouble. Glory to God. Pressure comes. He delivers you out of that pressure. Bless the Lord. I tell you, it would be so miserable to live in the world and not know God. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. With long life, we should live long and we should live strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Long and strong. Say long and strong. I'm going to serve God with my whole heart. I'm going to live long. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to enjoy life because I abide in the secret place. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. These things belong to us. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at, let's look at something here in Psalm 91. I have to do this in the Amplified Bible. Let's talk about long life. Just how long is long life?
Long.
Oh, I'd say at least 120. Let's see. Dad Clark is 106, but I was reading about some. There's several people that have made it to 120. Glory to God. And some of them, they didn't even know they had a Bible. Think of that. All right, where was I going? I was going to Psalm, in the Amplified, Psalm 91, and talk about living long. How long? Till you're satisfied. If you're not satisfied, live on. If you're satisfied, go on. If you get an opportunity. All right, listen to this now. In the Amplified Bible, on Psalm 90, there's a footnote down here. Here's what, this is important in healing school because it's so prevalent in natural people's thinking, which we're not natural and we're not normal. Everybody knows that. But at any rate, it says, we adults know we are in Psalm 90 in the Amplified. I'm going to read it, so just follow. If you don't have one, just listen. It says in verse 9 of Psalm 90, for all our days out here in the wilderness, says Moses, pass away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. For we adults know we are doomed to die soon without reaching Canaan. And you could look up Numbers 14:26 if you want to check that out later. The days of our years, Moses says, this is the Psalm, a prayer of Moses. The days of our years are 70, which is 70 years. Or even if by reason of strength, 80 years. If you're strong, you might make 80. Yet, in their pride, in additional years, only labor and sorrow for it is soon gone and we fly away. So now people, the church and the unchurch, have taken that 70 or 80 years as a lifespan. As Ken told you earlier in the week, his mother was determined to live past 70. But she thought that was all she was promised. And we didn't know any different ourselves. But it's not all we're promised. 70 years is young. Ken's 72 himself. He's young. He's a young man. But here's what I want you to read now. The answer to that. Because a lot of us are getting older, you know. Think about it. We're getting older. So here, that is not a lifespan, and I'm going to read you this so that you'll know forever. And it's just a footnote in Psalm 90 in the Amplified. This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land. You can see that in Numbers 14, 26 and 35. So they rebelled, and God said, you're not going into the promised land. Well, these people could live a long time. I mean, they could have lived 50 more years. So God says, you're not going in there. Your lifespan's going to be 70 or 80 years old. He had to wait on them to die, in other words. And that's who it's talking about. Moses says most of them are dying at 70 years of age. The number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. Now, God had said, you're not going into the promised land. So they had to wait until they died off. It was not intended. The number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. I mean, I heard that most of my life that I remember. I remember hearing 70 or 80 years old. Before I got in the Bible, I didn't question it. It was not intended to refer to anyone except the Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. 70 years never has been the average lifespan of humanity. Not ever, according to the Amplified Bible. When Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, had reached 130 years in Genesis 47:9, he complained that he had not attained to the years of his immediate ancestors. He was complaining. He didn't live long enough. In fact, Moses himself lived to be 120 and Aaron 123. Miriam lived several years older. And Joshua lived to be 110 years of age. Note as well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will still be thought a child. That's in Isaiah 65:20. So 70 or 80 years is not a span of life. I think if we said anything, it would be 120, but even that, people have lived past 120. There was one woman in France that was the oldest woman in the world for a long time, the oldest person in the world. She died a few years ago, maybe last year, year before last. She died at over 120. She was 124. So who can explain it? And I don't think she was a believer. But there are some that have made it past 120, but not very many. So anyway, you have a promise of long life and strong life. But don't expect to do that and enjoy it without an obedient life. You know, you might live to be, I tell you, I wouldn't want to live to be 120 the way I used to be. You might live to be 120, but if you don't live in God and do what He says, you're not going to enjoy life. You'll be glad to get out of here. But the thing is that we have long life, we have longevity of life, and all of our long life while we're here on the earth, we should live in divine health. Well, and die by departure. Start to say, how will you ever die? But then we talked about that. departure. You know, I believe Jesus is coming soon. I hope so. I want to go in the big group. I know Ken reminds me that those under the ground are going to be going up at the same time. I know that, but I'd rather go from the top of the ground than the bottom of the ground. Isn't that going to be awesome? To just, you know, be going about your day or your night or whatever, and all of a sudden, all the graves fly open. All the believers start going up, glory to God, changed in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah! I want to live to be in that. I want to be in that. Glory to God. And I don't think it's going to be all that long. Hallelujah. But whenever I go, I'm going up. Amen. And I'm leaving here. I'm going to leave a body that's not sick. Amen. I believe the Word of God. I believe it's God's will for me to be well. And I know that Jesus took it for me. So why should I stay sick? You know whatever's wrong with you today, that Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, that you've been redeemed from the whole curse. Every sickness, every disease is under the curse. Glory to God. And now we're in faith here. We've been here most of the week. All of you, I've been here all week. Most of you have been here most of the week. So we're in faith. We can receive supernatural healing. So if it's supernatural healing, does it matter whether it's serious, terminal, or just aggravating? No, it doesn't. You're not dealing with the hospital here. You're not dealing with the doctor. You're dealing with the Maker, the one that made your body, the one that created you, glory to God. The one that created everything you see. He's my Father. Jesus is my Savior, hallelujah. My brother, my Savior, my Lord, my healer. He Himself took my sicknesses and carried my diseases so that I can be healed.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois, at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savell, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
I had taken some medication that I had been prescribed years before, and the medication was so strong that it had damaged some things internally in my hearing. At one point, there was one of my ears I really couldn't hear very well out of. I had been to hearing specialists and ear doctors, and they could not pinpoint what it was. I had just come to a point that I'm not getting answers from doctors. And so I quit going, not really ever knowing what it was. There was so much that I knew that I was missing out on life. The one thing that I've learned just in listening to the teaching of Kenneth and Gloria is that you've got to continually keep yourself in the Word, and the Word becomes your life. For so many years, I've gone to the meetings and I've just worked, and you get to hear bits and pieces of the Word, but there's just nothing like being able to sit under so many anointed men and women of God who have devoted their lives to the Word. A lot of it you've already heard before, but it's like the Word is alive and it's always changing and it's always applying to you different ways. And so it's just dedicating yourself to hear the Word and purposing that I will receive exactly what He wants me to receive this week. I went to the meeting, and each and every day I woke up before going to the meetings and I just thanked the Lord for what He was going to do for me that day, what He's already done and what He wanted to teach me. And so it was Tuesday. I was sitting in a meeting and the Lord just spoke something, and through one of the ministers just spoke something into my spirit. And it's like all of a sudden, it's like I knew that I was healed. Periodically throughout the week, I wouldn't hear things going on, or she would say something, I'd have to go into the other room. But I heard a knock on the door, and so I went to look to see who it was. Well, when I looked outside, it was somebody that was a couple doors down, and that's something that I had never been able to hear in many years. And so I hadn't even realized that it had happened until I was sitting in healing school, and Miss Gloria had asked for people to get up and give testimonies. You can't convince me that He didn't heal me. There's nothing, no one could convince me that Jesus did not heal me 2,000 years ago. He's non-impartial. What He does for one person, He does for another because He loves us. When He sent Jesus to die for us and to take our healing that He already paid for, His main motivation and purpose is because He loves us. And so that just becomes so real to me, that what He's done for me, it's like I want to share it with everybody. Because it's not something that I want to keep to myself. It's not something that He's only provided for me, but for everyone around us, that He wants to give us the fullness of life through Him. There is nothing more important than continually feeding on the Word of God and hearing His voice. And that doesn't just come by working at a ministry where they teach the Word or working around other people. It's not their faith that I can live my life upon, but it takes a revelation of His Word and His love. And I would just encourage you to get in His Word and find out the truth for yourself, because He is a loving God and He heals. He's already healed and He wants to provide healing for everyone.
Christine got under the Word and began to hear. You remember how she referred back to the Word? She began to hear the Word, and what happened? Faith came. And her hearing was restored supernaturally. Jesus was her healer all the time, but she had to open the door to Him and with her faith invite the Spirit of God in to do the work. And so that's why on this broadcast we preach the Word, we teach the Word. We're always encouraging you to get into the Word, because you have to know what God says to you. You have to know what He said He'll do before faith can come. That's how faith comes. You hear what God says He'll do. Like, for instance, Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, and by His stripes you were healed. Now you know that. Jesus has done something about the condition in my body. So what do? You do what we're going to do right now. You receive your healing. I'm going to pray for you, and you take it. Faith takes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person listening to this broadcast right now that needs healing. I speak to sickness and disease. You leave their bodies now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Satan, you can't stay there anymore. You can't have control over their body anymore. Jesus is Lord over your body right now. Say, Jesus is Lord over my body. I take my healing in Jesus' name. Now you receive it, you take it, and then you keep it. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we stay well? We stay under the shadow of the Word of God. We keep the Word in our eyes and in our ears. We read the Word. We say the Word. It gets into our heart, and it comes back out, and it starts all over again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to live long and live strong because we believe the Word of God, and we know that longevity's in the Word. So if you want this free book on God's will for your healing, we'll be glad to give it to you. It's got the healing scriptures in it. You can go over it every day. But until then, you make your own list and you write us. We'll send that to you. Glory to God. Jesus is interested in you. He's interested in your finances. He's interested in your children, in your grandchildren, in your body. He wants you. And when you turn to Him and give Him a place to work, as many of you did today when you made Him, as you make Him the Lord of your life, He moves in. And whatever area you give Him, you begin to trust Him in your finances, He'll begin to work in your finances. But how do you know that? You got to find out what the Word says. And it tells you what Jesus will do and what you're to do. So we thank God for the Word. Amen. Stay tuned to this broadcast and you'll learn about how to live a victorious life. I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free gift, God's Will for Your Healing, a book by Gloria Copeland. For 48-hour processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. One copy per household, please. If you need prayer, remember we're only a phone call away. Call our 24-hour prayer line at 800-600-7395. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search, all new at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try the new keyword search today at kcm.org.